Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I had never thought about pastoring. Now that I see how wonderful it is, you wonder, why hadn't you thought about it before? But I hadn't. I mean, you know what, 15 years ago, Phyllis and I were on a lake one day, playing and vacationing, and I said to her, have you ever thought about pastoring? She said, nope. I said, me neither. And that was it. That was the end of it. We were perfectly happy. Traveling. I know some people get tired of traveling and they want to come home and stay. That wasn't us. We're just believing to get better equipment and faster airplanes and do it. We enjoyed it. But the Lord began to deal with me. I mean, at first, I wasn't open to the idea. I'll just be honest with you. At first, I thought, No. I'm not a pastor. You know, I respected the office, but that's not me. No. And you don't want to get in an office you're not graced to be in. You don't intrude into another office that you're not called to. And at first I wasn't open about that. But God kept dealing with me. Dealing with me. Dealing with me. Dealing with me. Finally I said, okay. Pastoring, huh? Pastor Keith, oh. That don't sound right. That just don't. And in fact, I don't know what the letters and emails we got from people that knew us in the ministry going, huh? You're doing what? What are you doing? They couldn't see me that way either. But you must be open. Everybody say open.
Open.
Open. What if I hadn't been open? What if Phyllis hadn't been open? Then all these great things the Lord's done for us this last year and a half. How would it have happened if we hadn't been open? What if you hadn't been open? Everybody say open. Must be open. You must be open. But if all you think about what you want to do, you're not aware of what He has planned for you to do. Turn with me, please, to the 81st Psalm. Psalm 81. Are you okay? Can you take a little more? Beware of making your little plan, setting it in concrete, and start early with your children on this. You know, parents tell their children this, and they mean well, but it's not accurate. They say, honey, you can be anything you want to be when you grow up. Anything you want to be, you can be anything you want to be. Son, you can be anything you want to be when you grow up. That is not true. Did you hear me? That is not true. And in fact, we treat our children, we treat our youth, they have their career days in high school, and different things about, you know, telling, well, honey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they look at different options to decide what I want to do with my life. As Christians, that is incorrect. It is not for us to decide what we want to do. That's already been decided for us. Did you hear me? It's not for us to decide what we want to do. It's for us to discover what God has already foreordained for us to be and walk in. We don't teach our children and our youth, you know, just decide what you want to be. No. We teach them to seek God. Find out what He's already planned for them to be, ordained for them to be. It's so sad, you see, so many Christians trying to do a thing that they've decided they want to do, and it's hard. There's no grace to do it. People stumble, and they're unsuccessful. And many of them blame God. God, why wouldn't you help me? Why wouldn't you help me in my chosen career? Because He is not obligated to approve and bless your plan.
Amen.
He's not obligated to help you get out of His will. He can't. He can't change His plan just because you decided to change. No, you must conform to Him. Everybody said out loud, Lord, not my will, but your will.
Be done.
Not my choice.
Your choice.
Not for me to decide.
But I'm asking you.
Reveal to me. what you've already chosen for me. And that's the only place you're going to be happy. That's the only place you're going to be fulfilled. And it may be completely different from what you thought. Completely different. Psalm 81, are you there? Verse 10. Psalm 81:10. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. How many understand open your mouth wide means be receptive? That phrase starts with what word? Open. Open. Open up and I'll fill you. But my people, what? Would not hearken to my voice. And Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust or desire. And they walked in what? Their own counsels. Does that cost you when you do that?
Yes.
Are millions of people doing this? They make their own plans. They go their own ways. They do their own thing. Does it cost you? Oh, whew. Failed marriages, sickness and disease, poverty and problems, mental torment. The way of the transgressor is hard. Keep reading. Verse 13. Now this is the Lord speaking. Listen to His heart. Oh, that my people had hearkened to me. Can you hear the Spirit of God saying that throughout the earth today, this morning? Oh, that my people would listen to me. He's not talking about the heathen. He's talking about His people. Oh, that my people would pay attention to me. That they would listen to me. And Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies. And turned my hand against their adversaries. How many know the Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Amen.
You just don't have a fraction of the trouble when you're in the will of God that you do when you don't, when you're not. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves to Him, and their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Boy, that sounds like prosperity, doesn't it? Good of the land. Why? When you listen to the Lord, when you go His way, you're open to His counsel, receive His counsel and not your own. Go with me to Matthew, please. I believe it's the 23rd chapter. Matthew 23. Matthew 23. This is the New Testament counterpart of this. And it's a sad thing in so many ways. But let's purpose in our heart that this is not going to be so concerning us. Matthew 23, are you there? How many remember the scripture that says, many are called, but what? Why is it that of the many called, only few are chosen? Why is that? Because only few will hear. And only few will respond. And only few will answer and follow the call. And it's those few who do who are the chosen and used of God and blessed of God. Matthew 23 and 37. Matthew 23, 37. Jesus is overlooking the city of Jerusalem. It's nearing the end of His course. He's about to be betrayed and turned over to the executioners and hung on the cross just shortly after this. And He looks over the city, verse 37, Matthew 23, 37, and He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that kills the prophets and stones them that are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. At that time, the scripture said He came to His own, and what? His own received Him not. He said, how many times I would have gathered you. I would have protected you. I would have ministered to you. I would have fed you. I would have helped you. But what? You wouldn't have it. You weren't open to it. You wouldn't receive it. You wouldn't hear it. Listen to another translation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Another says, you would not let me. Is the Lord going to make people receive his counsel? Is he going to make people follow his plan? No, no. It's a sad thing when people are not open. You know, I've had people tell me any number of times, oh, Brother Keith, if you ever see anything or know anything that would help me, you know, please tell me. But you know, most of the time, if it's corrective, most of the time you can't. Or you could, but you shouldn't. Why? Because they don't want to hear it. Not really. They're not receptive. It just hurts your relationship and they're not ready to hear it. There's been a few times the Lord had me tell people anyway. And a couple of times they changed, thank God, and repented. And another couple of times they didn't. And it cost them everything, just like the Lord said it would. Can you hear the heart of the Lord? Oh, that my people would listen to me. I'd subdue their enemies under their feet. I'd feed them with the finest of the wheat. Is that the will of God? Is that the heart of God? But you must be open and willing and responsive. Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands and thank God that we don't have to be unwilling. We don't have to be closed off. We don't have to be rebellious, but that we are open. Go ahead, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I'm open. Thank you, Lord, I'm open. I'm open. I'm open. Hallelujah. Pray it out loud with me. Father God, if I have not heard you, if I've not been open to you, if I've quenched your spirit in times past, I ask you to show it to me and I ask you to forgive me. And I purpose in my heart to be open to you, completely open to anything and everything you would that I should do, to be willing to obey you, even if it's different, completely different from what I had thought or planned. I'm open to you. My eyes are on you. I'm looking to you. I will follow you in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, Openness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1228. That's R-1228. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.